content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, April 26th.
Yay, almost May.
Yeah.
Almost Mother's Day.
It is, huh?
When is Mother's Day?
And Mother's Day is actually a couple days after my birthday. It's usually like May 14th or something, isn't
okay.
it? Like around that time.
Well, my mom's birthday is May 9th.
Oh,
so it's
wow.
somewhere... Maybe
yeah.
around there. I don't. I should probably find this
yeah.
out. Sorry, Mom. I should know this, but.
So your mom is a Taurus too, huh?
Yes. Wow. Stubborn. My yeah. brother's birthday was yesterday. One of my brothers was yesterday.
Oh,
he's
happy birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday, Billy.
How old is he?
28.
Really?
I keep thinking he's 25.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always just they are so young to me still. But
are you the oldest?
No. I'm second.
You're second.
Yeah.
Right.
And my older brother is like. He's like a 50-year-old man. Nothing wrong with that, Sam. He's 30. Wait, I'm 31. He's 33. He literally acts like he's 50.
Really?
He has since he was a kid. It's really? We make so much fun of him. He's
really?
He's awesome, but yeah, he acts like he's
yeah.
50.
So what do 50-year-olds
act like? I don't know.
Like?
He just, like, he's so, he doesn't want to really stop to enjoy anything. He's just like... get more. And he's not like that materialistic. It's just like he wants to work and he doesn't really want to play. And do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
does that make any sense?
So he takes life seriously.
I
maybe
shouldn't compare him
seriously.
To a 50-year-old because you know what? There's
yeah,
a lot of 50-year-olds.
To do with
but he acts so much older than he is.
Really?
Yeah. And he's just, I mean, he's very cerebral. He's very opposite of me. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we tend to not see eye to eye on a lot of stuff.
Really?
But he's awesome. But he's just completely opposite of me. So, you know. So I shouldn't really say he's like 50 because you know what, Sam? You're a cool 50-year-old.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That's good. You had to say it. Otherwise, I'd get pissed.
I know. I saw your stare from across the table.
I get pretty defensive about my age now. I don't
do
know
you?
Why. Yeah.
Why? You look young.
Well,
you're,
thank you very
young.
Much. But, you know, 50 is 50. You know? I mean, there's no way around it.
We're all gonna
you
be
see
there.
Someone's 50, you're thinking, okay, they're older.
Well, I mean, like people say 30 is old, and I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, right.
Everybody makes fun of me because I'm 30. Well, I'm 31
I think
now.
20s and 30s are the best years. You know, that's when you're most, you know, totally active, doing things, and.
I think my 30s are gonna be amazing. My 20s were so rough.
Yeah,
I guess.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
Yours?
Yeah.
Were your 20s rough?
No, my 20s were not rough at all, man.
Really?
A lot of sex and fun. And yeah,
good
so
for
that's
you.
Why. Yeah, I remember. I miss my 20s. Those
Do
were
you?
Good times. Yeah.
For me, it was tough.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to repeat it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you've had some tough relationships and that, you know, so.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do it. I just think back, like, I got married at 23.
Mm-hmm.
And.
That's early.
It's early now.
Yeah.
But I think about it. My mom was married at 20.
Right.
She pretty much got pregnant right away. Or maybe she was married at 19. I don't even know. Mm. And she got pregnant with my brother at 20. And then me at 22. And I'm like, there is no way that I could ever be in charge of another person's life right now. Like, seriously. I can't even take care of myself.
Yeah.
That's why... Dogs. Stick with dogs. They're easier.
Yeah.
I had a weird dream last night that all of a sudden, like, I started rescuing horses.
Oh, horses.
I'm not doing it.
Right.
I'm just telling you. Like, I had this dream. Like, all of a sudden, I was, like, rescuing dogs and birds and cats and horses. And I'm like, And Megan was like, what are you doing? And I was like, we can do this. All they eat is grass. That's all they eat. We can do this. And she's like, you are insane. I'm like, I know, okay? But it's just a dream. I'm not doing it. I'm not rescuing horses. I swear to God.
Yeah.
I don't have the room for that.
Okay, well, continue to rescue dogs. We're going to have someone calling in a few minutes, and he's going to tell us about a dog rescue event.
I know.
I guess. Is it this weekend?
Yes, I emailed it to you. Yes, it's April 30th. I know. Yeah. Thank you. They're playing basketball for pups or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
I don't have to play, right?
No, I don't think you have to
play. God, I can't play. Even though my dad...
You don't even have to go.
No, I want to go. Are you kidding? And then maybe I could bring Chester. And actually, you know what? I do want to post Chester on... our website.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do that?
On the website? You can do it on Facebook.
Where
the hell on the website are you going to put it?
I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud, but I want him to find a good home. He's an English foxhound. He's beautiful. He's 4 years old. He's trained. He's like the sweetest thing in the world. Yeah.
Have you tried Facebook? I mean, a lot of people do.
Well, actually, my friend Cecile said she's going to start a page. Uh-huh. Stephanie's, I forget what she called it. She actually came up with a great name. Stephanie's Animal... Hoarders, something, something, something. It was like this really long title that she was going to come up with this page of me to start like just posting all these dogs that I rescue.
Right. That's a good idea.
See, I know. Yeah. I think she should get on that. So listen, Cecile, I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
Get on that.
But in the meantime, you can do it on your page too.
You know?
And
I need to post it because I want him to find a really good home.
Okay.
Not that my home isn't great.
Right.
But. You know.
But you want a better home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you've already got two dogs. You don't need a third one.
But the lab that I wanted to get, somebody was picking him up today. I'm so excited. So he's out of the kill shelter. Yay. And then the three puppies that Megan and I found are also like ready for adoption that two of my friends are interested in. So.
Really?
Let's hope they get adopted or else
they're
coming
home. Soon
you'll
run out of friends that want dogs.
No, and then what?
Yeah.
And then I'm screwed. But seriously, if these people do not pick up these puppies, I have to go get them.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I'm the IP, the interested party.
Yeah.
So
you're the one who started it all.
I know. What is wrong with me? So what did you do last night, Sammy?
What did I do last night? Absolutely nothing, my dear. We started watching a movie called Hereafter. Have you heard of it?
Mm.
Did you see it?
No. Mm. Is it good?
It starts with a tsunami, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Amazing one. Very realistic.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, obviously all CGI and stuff, but it was amazing, you know, although you don't know how it ties into the rest of the movie. But we only watched like maybe half an hour of it, so.
You didn't like
you
it?
You know. No, yeah, oh, I do. Oh. It's just that we got tired, so. Oh. Yeah, but we'll continue watching it. It looks pretty good.
Isn't he like a... He's like clairvoyant.
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah.
That's his deal.
Yeah, he is. He speaks with the dead. And,
I don't
and
know.
That,
if
but
I
they
can...
only. Yeah, they only showed like a couple minutes of that part.
Oh,
know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I buy Matt Damon as clairvoyant. I don't know. I mean, like, he's awesome in Born Identity, all that. Like, I totally buy him that. I bought him in Good Will Hunting. I don't know. I saw the previews and I was like, I don't know if I could do this.
Yeah.
It just looks kind of cheesy, but, you know, I like, what's his name? Okay, can I think of the director's name?
Clint Eastwood.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I like him. I like his movies.
Yeah.
Except, no, let me take that back. I don't like all his movies.
Yeah.
What is that stupid movie and
with the
Gran
monkeys?
Torino
oh.
with the monkeys? Who's with the monkeys?
Every Which Way But Up or...
Oh, my God. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. He had, like, in the 70s, he had two movies with monkeys.
Oh, my God.
Every,
you can't even say that.
Every Which Way But Up or something like that.
Let me look this up.
Yeah.
I thought he just did Westerns.
No. He's done a lot of different things.
Every Which Way But Loose?
Yeah.
Is it Every Which Way But Loose?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have never heard of this. He did movies with monkeys. 1978. Yeah. Oh, there's a monkey.
Yeah.
Is it good?
No. In fact, it sounded so bad, I've never seen it.
I love you.
That I'm not going to see Clint Eastwood with a fucking monkey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Can you see? Okay, wait. I'm showing you the poster of what it is. Look at him.
Uh-huh.
There is like...
He looks tough and everything.
Well, first of all, he's wearing this like white t-shirt and he's got like his fist He's making a fist, and literally it look. I can't even say this. He's all like sexy and tough, and his hair is fabulous. And then you've got this monkey draped over him like a woman would be. It is so disturbing. What the hell is this?
Yeah, you see, I've got a lot of trivia questions.
You do.
For you.
Oh, Beverly D'Angelo was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm very impressed. I had no idea. I thought he just did Westerns.
Well, that's because it's before your time, you know? See what I mean about being old, you know?
Oh,
it's like people don't even know what the
you
hell
teach
you're talking about.
But you're teaching.
Yeah,
me.
I guess. I'm a teacher. Yeah, I'll be like the the wise
you're
man
so
in
angry
the room.
About it. Fine, whatever. I will be a teacher. Fine. It's okay. Whatever. I did not know this. This is pretty awesome. But you know what movie I hated that he did was Gran Torino.
You didn't like that one?
Oh, my God. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, my God. I wanted to scratch my eyeballs off.
Really?
It was so bad. And my friend Chris and I had this huge argument about it. He's like, oh, my God, it's the greatest movie ever. And I was like, this is the biggest piece of crap I've ever seen. First of all, these actors were not even actors. He hired, God bless these Asian kids. They were just, I don't know what, I mean, I blame him too as the director. I thought it was awful. Mm. And he was like trying to be this like tough guy. And it was all these really, you know, derogatory terms to these Asian people. And it was so mean. And he was like trying to do his whole Western deal in this modern movie. Oh my God. I hated every second of it. I wanted to kill myself, but I saw it because my friend Chris said it was like this amazing movie. And I was like, okay, I'll see it. Fine.
Yeah.
I wanted to kill
myself.
No,
not for you, huh?
But I think this one looks worse.
Yeah.
Every which way but loose. I kind of think I want to see this though.
And then there was a sequel, Any Which Way You Can or something.
Oh, there was.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm getting the exact plot somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, it was like so successful. They did a sequel.
This is so bad. And this is a serious movie. This isn't like a... This isn't like
Well, it's sort of a comedy, you know.
Oh, it
but,
is.
But
okay.
Yeah, it's a light movie. I've never seen it, though. It didn't interest me.
Clint Eastwood I think
orangutan.
Monkeys are funny, though.
Yeah.
As like the monkey story I told you yesterday.
Yeah.
I do find them rather interesting.
Yeah, monkeys are cool. In South Africa, we were like sort of like mobbed by baboons. We were inside the car. Because we were driving like near Cape Town, and they were like, we saw a couple of monkeys on the side of the road.
Right.
So then we saw like a few of them, like a pack of them. So we pulled over, and there was this clearing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was there with someone who's South African, so they know about this stuff. And he says, you know, they're dangerous. You know, we got to roll up the windows. So we stopped the car, turned off the car, and rolled up the windows. Before you knew it, we were like surrounded by fucking baboons on the windshield and on the mirrors on the side.
Were they
side
shaking
view mirrors.
The car?
Yeah, they were all over the car.
Oh, Mike. So
yeah, I mean, I could see them like this close, you know.
Would they have like eaten you or something? Like, what do?
They could probably would have bitten or something, you know, or scratched, whatever it is that they do.
So what did you do? You just waited.
But
it
was
out?
Just amazing, you know, to watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just kind of sat there and watched them climb out of the car.
Oh my God, I'd be so scared.
But it was amazing because we could really get close to them, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he was staring me in the eye, that monkey. I'm telling you.
I don't know if I'd want to be that close to the monkeys. That's pretty scary. Unless, I mean, especially...
And baboons are mean. They're not just like chimps and stuff, you know? I mean, they're like...
Oh, my God.
They're dangerous and they're strong, too.
That would freak me out. So you guys just waited it out. You were just watching the monkey
shake
the car, and then you were like, okay, and then they got... It was like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, something
I love
like
that movie. That movie freaks me out, too, actually.
Really?
Why am I such a big baby? I can't do scary... And Jurassic Park isn't even a scary movie,
no,
but I can't...
No, it's not a scary movie.
Don't make fun of me. But that movie did freak me out. I saw that... When did it come out? I was like 12 years old, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it in the
must
theater.
Have been in the 80s or 90s?
Well, I was 12 in 92. I think it was
90s.
Here, let's check it out.
Yeah.
IMDb.
We
why
obviously
not? We're
don't
checking.
Know shit.
We don't know anything.
No, I think we know a lot, you know?
You
I mean,
know more than me because you read
well,
more than
yeah,
me.
I've been around more longer.
I pretend like I know. 1993. We were close.
There you go.
You were close.
1993.
I was 13.
Wow.
That movie is so good. What did they have? Like 5 Jurassic Parks after that?
I think.
Jesus.
They may as well have, huh?
It's amazing how they just keep pumping out sequels.
I know.
And then they think that they're actually good.
Yeah.
Because honestly.
You know, they milk it for anything they can.
Godfather, great sequel.
Right.
Not the third one, though.
You know, I've never seen any of them. I saw the first one until the horse part. in the bed, and then I lost interest.
You know? Hold on, back it up. You lost interest in the Godfather.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I don't know. You're not into movies. Too slow for me, you know.
Oh God, Sam, I love you.
Maybe I'll try it again.
I love mob movies, and when I was a kid, I was I loved watching them. I was really, honestly, I was like, if I was a guy and I was Italian, I wanted to be in the mob. Like, I thought it was like the
really?
Coolest thing ever. That's not the coolest thing ever, but kids don't listen to me. But when I was a kid, I thought it was like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I was obsessed. And speaking of, Lindsay Lohan is playing in, you know, they're doing a movie on John Gotti, who's
Big
mobster.
Mm-hmm.
She's playing his wife.
Really?
And now she's going to jail.
Yeah, that's what I just heard.
I know.
She was on Jay Leno last night, I guess.
I know.
But, and she's got to do community
service.
But wait a minute. Is she going to jail
or
is she talking about the fact that she already went? Because...
No, I think she said, I think that she's going to jail.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't know. You see, that's what they're saying here. But, I mean, they're just saying
yeah,
that
120 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because
I only heard about community service and shit, you know? Like at the LA... Yeah, at the morgue.
She has to do community service at the morgue?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
What does she have to do at the morgue? That would freak me out.
No, I'm telling you, she's not going to jail again. She was already in jail, right?
She was already in jail, but it lasted, what, like a day or 2 days or something?
Yeah, whatever. But she called it shocking. But I don't know if this is... if this is happening again, because they're saying she's heading to do community service.
Within hours of getting... Oh, you are right, my friend, here.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
She's never going to go to jail. I think she should do time like Robert Downey Jr. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
She probably will end up doing that, you know?
They posted bail, $75,000, after the judge sentenced her 220 days in jail.
Right.
$75,000, that's it?
Yeah.
I would think that it would be a lot more than that.
Yeah, but obviously she's not, you know, a risk.
Because
she
walked out of a jewelry store with a necklace.
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Really?
She's going to steal? Really? That's awesome. Like, she has nothing else better to do.
Yeah.
Come on. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Well, okay, so she's obviously not going to jail.
Yeah.
So, apparently, you know what? The law sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You want to see her go to jail.
Well, kind of
I
do.
She kind of deserves it, yeah.
Well, like, if you're going to mess up that many times, you know, and, like, people that aren't Lindsay Lohan go to jail right away.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
If I was to do something like that, I'd be in jail.
Yeah. No, I know. There's a double standard for sure, you know, and people don't acknowledge it, but it's true.
But I'm happy that Robert Downey Jr. went to jail for coke.
Yeah.
I am.
Because, yeah, it straightened him out, huh? Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of things in jail straightened him out. I'm sure he had quite an interesting time there. I don't even want to know what happened in there. Prison. Part of me wants to go to a prison to see what it's like.
Really?
Yeah, I think I
wouldn't want to set foot in there. Are you kidding
really?
Me?
Really? I kind of want
Why
to see.
Why would it be interesting to you?
I don't. Something about that interests me.
See it in the movies.
Yeah, I know, right? But apparently, I don't get it enough in the movies. I want to go see it in person.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about it.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to see like a day, what goes on there.
Really? Well, that's interesting that you do.
I'm not saying I would. I don't know if I'd go through with it. And I probably, if I did, I'd need like, you know, five big black guys around me. But I just, with like guns. But I just don't know. I don't know. Something about it fascinates me.
Wow.
I don't want to end up in prison. I don't want to do anything.
I'm glad.
I don't want to do anything that's going to get me in jail. It's just something about it just fascinates me.
Wow.
I don't know. It's so... I don't know. Anyway, and people that...
No, it really scares me. I mean, jail really scares me, you know?
But is jail really that bad?
Yeah.
Is it? Is it, though? Like,
it's very bad. I mean, it's as bad as you can imagine and worse.
Some prisons are and some prisons aren't.
How do you know?
Well, I always get these mass emails from people showing... different prisons around the world. There is a really, really nice prison, and I think it was like in Germany or somewhere in Europe. It looks like a retreat. I was really? So blown away that I was like, how do you get in that place? Because I would do something to get into that jail and just live there. Like, I'm not even kidding. The things that were offered there, this was an email I got probably like 6 to 7 months ago. I don't know if I saved it. I'll have to find it. But it was somewhere in Germany, and I was absolutely floored by how beautiful it was. Mm-hmm. So maybe
it's for rich people, low security
or
something. There we go.
Maybe it's not for people that murder.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think Timothy McVeigh was going there.
No.
But yeah, I don't know. I think that obviously there's some prisons that are worse than others.
Yeah.
And especially in like India and places like that.
Yeah, like India.
And we bring it back around to India. Your favorite.
That's why you
there.
Don't mind going there. You go to jail. What the hell?
I don't want to sit in jail in India. Are you kidding
Oh, my God.
I'd be terrified. That's like the worst place to
No, there's jail. Worse places, I think. But, you know.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Like, imagine in Iran or something, you know.
No, that's going, true, actually. Yeah. Okay, there are worse places.
That would be worse.
Okay.
Nobody would know something. Where you ever went.
I know. Yeah. I'd end up on one of those videos and they'd chop my head off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so... I don't want to say that.
That's terrible.
I don't
yeah.
even want to say that.
But you
want to
talk about all these backwoods cultures.
Yeah.
In Bangladesh, I guess a 14-year-old girl mm-hmm. was charged with adultery.
What?
And lashed to death. Yeah. She was accused of having sex with a married man. So... They ruled that she needs to get 101 lashes delivered swiftly, deliberately in public. She dropped after 70 of them, and bloodied and bruised, they took her to the hospital and she died there.
Oh my God!
So now they're trying to tell her parents that she committed suicide.
Are you
I mean,
serious?
Yeah.
They're making that up.
Obviously.
After that was a public thing, they whipped
right.
her in public?
Right, well, because maybe they said she committed suicide in the hospital. They're not saying that. But she died a week later in the hospital.
Oh,
but,
my God.
Regardless, I mean, even if she killed herself, I mean, can you blame her? You know, what kind of a
no.
thing is this?
Well, did have you seen the movie The Stoning of Sahara M?
Mm-mm.
It's along the same lines as this, but I mean, can they prove that she did have sex with a married man?
Probably not.
Okay, of course
probably
not.
Probably not. And besides, what about the man? You know, I mean,
nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And it's just.
I mean, at 14, you know, she was molested. If something did happen,
probably,
you know?
Most likely.
Yeah.
It's oh my God, it's just along the lines of this movie, and I see it. It's really intense though. Mm-hmm. But I highly recommend it to everybody. It came out a few years ago, and I think it was up for an Academy Award. And it won something, whether it was the actress or whoever. And it's a true story back in the 50s, 60s, something like that, in this little village where this woman, Sahara, or I'm saying her name wrong. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I don't know how to say her name. But she was convicted. Well, they said that she was having sex with this other guy because her husband wanted to leave her for another woman. He was having sex with another woman. And she said, no, you can't leave because then she gets, for the laws there, she wouldn't receive any kind of child support or any money. And she's got 4 of his kids.
Wow.
And he wasn't going to take the kids.
Right.
So he was going to leave her with the kids. She wasn't going to get any money. So she wouldn't divorce him.
Right.
So he came up with this idea and told everybody in the village that she was having sex with a married man.
Wow.
So they believed him.
Right.
They ended up stoning her to death. Do you know what that is?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so for all you listeners out there, I didn't know what stoning was. So they dig a hole and they put the person in a hole up probably to their, you know, like bicep area.
Right, chest, yeah.
Chest, bicep area. And...
then they throw stones at
her. They throw stones at her as hard as they can. I mean, until she dies.
Right.
It was, they actually show.
Really? Like
the
graphic.
Entire stoning of her.
Wow.
It is so disturbing. Mm. And I remember I was so angry. Like, as a woman, mm-hmm. you know, like, that was really powerful for me. But just, like, as a person, too, as a human being. And now all these actors are amazing.
Right.
The guy that played her husband... I hated him so much. I wished death upon him, like, in the movie. Like, I literally was screaming at the... I watched it on Netflix, on my computer, in my room, screaming at him. Like, I never have wished death upon anybody, and I wished it upon him because I was so angry. And I ended up seeing him. I was doing an interview on the red carpet for a premiere. He was there.
Really?
The actor? The actor. Uh-huh. And I see him across the way, and I have this, like, reaction to him. Like, I hated him.
Right.
And I looked at him, and I literally screamed from across the way. I was like, I hate you. And he was like, what? And I was like, I hate you. And so he walks over, and we start talking. And I literally, I mean, I tell him, I'm like, you are amazing, but I hate you. Like, I hated everything that you were in that movie. Mm. You were disgusting. I wish you were dead. Like, I was saying all these horrible things to him. And he was like the nicest guy in the world. And he was like, he goes, thank you. That was the best compliment I ever got on my work. Yeah. He goes, nobody's ever had this kind of reaction. Please tell people about it. And I was like, what, that you're an asshole? Okay, I will tell everybody. But he couldn't have been nicer. Mm. Such an amazing actor. But what an incredible movie. I highly, highly recommend it to everybody. But see, it's just along the same lines as that.
Yeah.
And they, of course, they didn't listen to her story. She wasn't having sex with this guy.
Right.
Didn't matter.
Yeah.
And he walked free. No big deal.
Yeah.
After she died.
You see, that's
done.
The thing. Those, you know, all those cultures and stuff, it's like hard for us to comprehend what's going on because these are such like ancient customs, you know.
Yes. I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
It's hard for us to go in there and say, this is how it should be when it's been going on like that for years.
Yeah.
You know, hundreds of years.
The same with female circumcision and stuff in Africa and that, you know. I mean, that is like, you know, it's to us it's barbaric, but for them it's like, you know, I mean, the elder women in the tribe, they're the ones that do that, you know.
They perform it?
They perform it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The young girls, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought men did that to the women.
No, no.
Oh, God, that's so disturbing. So they do that at a young age, though, right?
Yeah.
So how do they? Yeah. This is gonna sound stupid.
Yeah, but they cut off the vagina, they sew it up and stuff, and or not the vagina, the clitoris.
Right.
And then and I think they I don't know if they mutilate the I don't know, but yeah, it's pretty bad.
Okay, this is gonna sound stupid.
Right.
But how do they start like keep reproducing then?
Well, they still have sex. It's just that I think they don't want the women to have pleasure, you know?
So they don't, they
don't go inside or anything. No. Oh no, they don't sew it like,
They just cut the clit off.
They cut it off and then I think they sew it so it'll heal or something like that, you know?
Oh my God. Oh, just the thought is making me nauseous.
I know.
Oh, so, okay. So they still have sex. Okay. Got it. I thought they sewed up the entire vagina. I was like, how is the peeing happening?
Yeah.
That's a little disturbing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's really rough.
But you know, I mean, you want to talk about barbaric, you know, that is, but then that's the way we judge it, you know, and I don't
you're
know,
right. It's you true know. Though. It's like, what, who's to say?
Yeah.
What's right or wrong?
But
they've
it is disgusting.
It
I'm sure if you could rescue all these girls, then they would be happy to
I
be
would
rescued,
rescue
you
them.
Know?
Yeah. I would rescue them if it was that easy.
Yeah.
Like I said, if it was this easy
you'd
to
rescue anybody.
And rightfully so. Yeah. Come on. Seriously, if somebody's in pain, like, I mean, yeah, but it's not that easy to rescue kids and people.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier with dogs.
Yeah. But...
Why are you laughing at me?
Because you're funny with the dogs, man.
I thank you for your support of my craziness with dogs. Seriously. Because I feel like that I'm like, that's all I have to talk about is dogs. It's a little obsessive, I know. I don't think I've ever, well, you know what? I was obsessed with pigs for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what the obsession was. When I was about 12 years old, oh my God, what did this start? I think it was like 12, 11 or 12. I decided to give up eating anything pork.
Right.
Okay. I was like, that's horrible to kill pigs. Apparently, that was the only animal I cared about. I didn't care about cows or chickens or whatever else. I was like, meh, just pigs.
So not just vegetarian, but just not pigs.
Just not pigs.
Right.
So I didn't eat pork forever since I was 12. No ham, pork chops, bacon, nothing like that.
Wow.
And I started collecting pigs. and I was like, anything pigs. Like, you could, honestly, if you were to call my father up, he would say, it was disgusting. My room was full of pigs. It was pink and green. It was like green carpet. I think it was green carpet. And it was like grass. And then I had like pigs everywhere, like stuffed animals and statues. And I had rugs. And
how old were you?
I was 12, but it went on for many years, Sam.
Well, at 12, it's fine.
No, but Sam, it went on until I moved out here. Like, my mom finally had to pack it away, and she finally had to sell the stuff. Like, she was like, okay, you're getting a little too old to be obsessed with pigs. This is a little ridiculous. And I don't think you want to take this stuff to California, because I don't know about you, but I don't think a guy would marry you if he saw your whole room full of pigs. And now that I think about it, like, I'm surprised that I even had a date in high school.
Really?
Like, why? If you were a man and you came over to a girl's house and it was just pigs everywhere.
Yeah.
Would you be
but
a
you know,
disturbed?
In high school, it's fine. It's acceptable. You
know?
Think? I mean, girls do crazy things all the time, you know.
I mean, I had pictures of Leonardo DiCaprio all over my wall because I was in love with him. But, like, pigs, I don't know. Now I look back, I think it's a little disturbing. God bless my boyfriend for staying by me, because I don't know if I, like, if I walked into a guy's room and it was just like, I can't even think of something awful.
Yeah,
that
but you know, guys don't do that. That's the thing. I mean, this is something that girls do.
Yeah,
you know?
Girls more. I'm sure guys do that.
Guys collect women's pictures and shit. You know?
That's disturbing. They should have women all over the place. Women they don't even know all over. Yeah. That's a little disturbing.
I mean, when I was 16, I had a little poster in my room with this girl. Like from her back, and the wind is blowing up her skirt, and you can just see the butt a little bit, you know.
Nice.
And I felt like I was so cool and stuff with it, you know. Took so much convincing with my mother.
Oh, she didn't want you to put it up there.
No, she didn't want me to put it up there.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I actually had a dog. My parents, they are smart people, but I don't know if they didn't realize what I had in my room, but. I remember I dated a guy.
Hold on a second, because I think our guest is calling with the dogs.
Yay.
You just mentioned dogs. So
perfect.
Yeah, let's do that. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Dave Chalpin.
Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Good morning, Dave.
Oh, good. I was listening to the first half of your show, and I'm going like, oh, my gosh, I probably should have brought a stuffed pillow so I could, like, kill myself. You guys were talking about such great things.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you guys sound so up, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, you know, we're dying, but, you know, we're really happy.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way to live, man. That's the way to live.
Sorry to bring you
I needed Ritalin before I could come on here.
Yeah. Well, we talk about all kinds of things. We never know which direction it's going to go,
never.
You know?
Never.
But,
I know Sage would love to hear stuff like that.
Yeah. So, Dave, tell us a little bit. You're involved in this dog rescue event. Is it this weekend?
Yes, it is this Saturday at 10 o'clock. That's when the red carpet starts. It's for Angels and for Dog Rescue. And for your listeners, I was a writer on Everybody Loves Raymond, and I was with Nickelodeon, Disney. I drew Tweety and Sylvester, and I was a guest on your show quite a while ago. Remember, Sage and I were on there?
Right, a long time ago. They're like 3 years ago when we were still downtown.
We still had all our hair. We were a little younger.
Yeah.
But we didn't know Stephanie, so that would have been nice, too.
Yeah.
Come back on the show.
Yeah. Sage was like Sage was a really young actress. How old was she at the time? Like
3 years ago, she was 12. She's 15 now.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And looking amazing.
Really?
And her recording group, Pinky Swear, just signed a huge recording deal. Oh. Sage will be at our event. In fact, like, a ton of major celebrities will be there.
Wow.
I decided to put this on because, one, my love of animals, and two, the organization that I'm helping out, Angels in Fur, is pretty much a one-woman organization, and she's rescued probably over 1,000 dogs.
Wow.
And placed
them.
And
we thought Stephanie rescued a lot.
I heard. If I were a stray, I'd want to be rescued by you, too.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
I love
you, know,
you, David.
She's got a good heart.
I will rescue you any day of the week.
Thanks. Great. I'd come with my tail between my legs.
There you go. So,
this is going to be great. We got, like, James Denton from Desperate Housewives is going to play Scott Grimes, Jesse Spencer from House. We have three American Idol stars coming. One is going to be performing. That's Andrew Garcia. We've got Tim Urban coming and Dee Dee Barami. I mean, it's like it's the outpouring of support for this has been incredible.
Wow. I will be there. I'm coming, David.
Are you going to come?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Hell
come
yeah.
On.
She's not moving.
You know my love of dogs,
like
my obsession with dogs. I will be there.
Oh, that is so cool. And it's, like, really close to you guys. It's in Burbank at Burroughs High School. Okay. Can I give the address?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's 1920 West Clark Avenue in Burbank. And if they go to the website, AIFisandFrankDogRescue.com, they can see all our pictures. And Deborah Wilson, who's a huge animal supporter from Mad TV, she's our MC.
Oh, wow.
We even have The Bachelor playing Bob Guinea.
Oh, wow.
My God.
Do you remember him?
Yes.
I got to go to see him.
Sam, we're going together. That's a date.
He's still looking for love, so maybe he'll find it there. I don't know.
Among the dogs.
I was going to say, maybe with the dogs he might.
Oh, he's not particular. So.
Okay.
Two legs, four legs.
Wow.
And then just to give some of the other people that are there, Mindy Sterling from Austin Powers. And Kevin Dobson from
I worked
Kojak
with Kevin. I did a movie with Kevin. He played my father.
Really? So
yeah.
You'll get to see
him
too.
He's awesome. Nicest guy. Sorry to cut you off, David.
You'll be running.
Oh, that's right. No, that's good. He's one of my best friends. We play golf a lot together.
Oh, my God. He is such... I worked with him for 3 weeks in Temecula. We shot a movie called April Moon, and I played April, and he played my father, and he was awesome. I love him so much.
He is so cool. I know, and he's so natural.
Yeah, he's just so great to work with. That was one of the best things about that movie.
Mm.
I mean, the movie didn't go anywhere.
That'd be awesome.
The movie didn't go anywhere, but Kevin was awesome.
Tombstone, he said, I was going to say Kevin Dobson. He was awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm making sure he puts that on there.
Yay!
So, David, what time does it start on Saturday?
The red carpet starts at 10. The meet and greet starts at 10:45. There's a special price to get into that. It's $30, which includes seeing the red carpet and then the meet and greet with all the celebrities. Then the actual game starts around 12 and with the pregame, and a girl named Bailey Harrisberger, who worked with one of the American Idol judges, Randy Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
She's got an amazing voice. She's performing our pre-show. Even, you know, this is so cool. Some friend of mine from The Amazing Race, Kent and Vixen, the goth couple, they're coming.
Oh, my God.
That's
Look
cool.
at you.
Are you the one that organized this, Dave?
I'm putting this whole thing on.
Wow. I'm
like a one-stop charity box. It's like...
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work.
You can put money into my slot, too, and that's not dirty.
Yeah.
I'm keeping that clean.
Not a dirty slot. Okay.
I love it.
We're going to have, like, you know, just so many great people. And one of my friends, Ernest Thomas, from What's Happening, he's going to be there.
Oh, my God.
That's cool. He's been at the station a couple times. But, yeah, it sounds like it's going to be...
Or did he actually get invited?
Yeah, he crashed the party.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to go on Saturday.
Wonderful. Good.
This is
cool.
Great.
People can still buy tickets.
Okay.
They're selling out fast. But if they go to the website, there's a link, or they can do it at the door. The general admission tickets will be available at the door. But I would suggest buying in advance before it sells out.
Okay.
And you also get a discount on the general admission tickets if you go online.
Sounds
Perfect.
Good.
Awesome,
okay, well,
David.
Thanks, Dave. Obviously something for us to do. And I guess even if you're not into dog rescuing, you still can go and check it out.
And look at all the celebrities.
Celebrities and
David. And check out
basketball
David.
Game. And,
yeah,
and all
this, outside of the Emmys, Oscar, and the, you know, very ill-conceived Grammys, this is like... probably the best event to go to for the season. We even have people from Glee coming.
Oh.
And in fact, the school, Burroughs High School, they film Glee there.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Sounds interesting.
Well, I will be there. Sam.
Okay.
Hopefully Sam will.
She'll be there. She'll represent us. Maybe I'll come. I don't know. But
yeah, well, we know like how busy you are at night watching 10 minutes of movies.
There you go. You know, yeah, Hereafter
I can,
for 10 minutes.
I can tell you I saw Hereafter, and I had to watch 8 hours of The Brady Bunch to get over
there
how bad
we go.
It was.
See, was
really?
It that bad?
Is it bad?
I thought the ending was I thought it was going to be so good. It wound up being so boring.
See?
And the ending was just so disappointing.
And was Matt Damon at all believable as a clairvoyant?
Yes. Two-thirds into the movie, I started to believe him when I went for chocolate milk. But then, you know, like, anybody would have been believable after that.
But I was right. I told you.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
There you go.
Like,
okay.
I don't buy it.
All right. Well, okay. Then don't watch Hereafter.
I'm not. I'm not rushing out to watch it, Sam. I'm not.
All right. Dave Shelton, thank you so much,
thanks,
my friend.
Thanks, Dave.
And everybody go check it out. Give us the name of the website one more time.
Again, it's AIF as in Frank, dogrescue.com.
Okay, AIFdogrescue.com.
I'll see you on Saturday, David.
Okay, everybody go see that.
It'll be great to meet you.
You too, honey.
Take care.
All right, take care. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. He's awesome. He's so funny. Yeah. He sounded like he was still in bed. And I was just sitting there thinking about my bed. And I was like, oh, yes. I just want to be back there. He literally sounded like he was just like laying in this beautiful big white bed. And I was so jealous. I don't know why I just came up with white. I don't know. I don't know what my brain thinks about. I love white bedrooms, though.
Do you?
Yeah, but my bedroom is not white.
You know, our house is all white.
Is it?
Yeah, my wife, it's her favorite color, so everything is white.
That's
and she
beautiful.
Dresses white, too. So sometimes she disappears into the furniture.
And she only likes white people. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Dina loves all people, guys. All people.
But our house, yeah, people walk in and they're like blown away. You know, everything's white.
I love white bedrooms and white bathrooms. Now, my bathroom is white, but my bedroom is black, red, and white.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Black and red go well. Together.
Yeah,
it's my favorite color.
Really?
Yeah.
Green is mine. But yeah, I don't know what it is. I like white bedrooms. White flowers in rooms and bedrooms. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But then it gets dirty.
Because it feels clean, you know? I mean,
I think it feels
clean, yeah.
But my house doesn't stay clean because I have three big dogs right now.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah. And one sheds like a maniac.
Wow.
I don't know how
I don't know how you can live like that.
I am constantly vacuuming and sweeping. Like on a daily basis, I do that. I furminate Bodhi because he's a German Shepherd, so I need to get all the hair out. It drives me crazy.
Wow.
But I have a maid come once a week. Like my house.
But obviously, you think it's worth it if you're doing it. You know?
I'm not gonna not get a dog because he sheds.
Well, I am not because
okay,
of that.
Okay, damn. You're so
because
shallow.
Of the shedding and the shitting, man.
Okay, there you go. That's so nice of you. Tell your dog not to shit.
Yeah.
Or just don't pick it up. Some people don't pick it up.
I know people don't pick it up.
Which is horrible.
It's gross.
Yeah, I know. And people step on it. It's disgusting. Okay, back to my dogs really quick before.
Okay.
No, but
since we never talk about them.
I hate you. You're an ass. I love it.
Thank you.
So, not my dogs. Back to what I was saying in high school about my parents. Like you said, you had that picture with the ass showing.
Uh-huh.
Well, my parents, I don't know if they didn't realize this, but I was dating this guy, and for like our second month anniversary, he decides to get me a dog, like not a real dog, a stuffed dog, Doesn't go with the whole ensemble in the room, but I was like, I have to put it in there because, you know, it was a gift and I liked him. Well, it was a dog that had a bone in his mouth, and the bone said, "Jump my bones." Now, mind you, I am 12 years old, and I don't know. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it meant at the time.
Right.
But like, it's sitting on my bed. So I make my bed. It's sitting on my bed. They can see it. Like my parents. Now I think back. They never said anything to me about it. Wouldn't you be a little disturbed if you saw your kid having a dog that says jump my bones?
Well, it's supposed to be a joke, you know. I mean, what are you gonna say?
I don't know. Yeah. It's a little risky, I think.
Yeah, but if it's a stuffed dog, obviously it's meant for kids, right?
I don't know. I have no idea. But
jump
it was like bones. It said jump my bones. Like I think looking back, it's like to give to your girlfriend at 12.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I would say to my child if
a little
I saw
early,
that.
Huh?
I'd be like, "Are you having sex? Well, just be careful." No, I mean kids obviously are having sex earlier and earlier.
Yeah.
And
but they're saying that they're kind of reversing the trend now. You know, they're saying more kids are waiting. Till they're older to have sex. So,
really?
Yeah. So it's kind of changing. Yeah.
I hope so. Mm. Just all this with teen moms, teen pregnancy. It's scary.
Yeah.
You cannot. You are a teenager. You cannot take care of yourself. Why are you going to have a kid?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what? To each his own, honestly, I'm not going to tell people how to live, but I just don't get it.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, and now they have a reality show about this,
right? I know,
right?
I told you.
Yeah.
You should watch it. You should watch Krabby TV. Come on,
I
Sam,
guess
so we
I
can
should,
talk about
yeah.
it. Just fill your brain with crap. And yeah. then come in here, we can just talk about the crap all day long. It's great.
Yeah. I don't know. I tried watching Dancing with the Stars, and I can't watch
it. Did you try it last night?
Yeah.
Did somebody fall again? Because I read that.
Oh, I don't know. I only watched 2 minutes of it. Well, obviously, I'm not into TV.
I was going to say, you can't even watch The Godfather, which is one of the best films ever.
Yeah, I know. I know it is. I just didn't get it. I can never get it.
Okay,
I don't know what
give
it
me
is.
One of your favorite
kinda
films.
It kind of bores me, you know?
Give me one of your favorite films.
By far, my favorite movie is The Matrix.
Ooh, okay.
The Matrix, because...
I respect that answer.
Yeah, I mean, the effects are amazing. It makes you think a lot. And it's all done just so well, you know.
I respect
not the
that.
Sequels. The sequels suck. Well, okay. Thanks for respecting that. I
do. You know what? Some people might throw out. I don't know. What's a terrible movie? Hereafter. Here we go. Somebody say that might be the best movie, my favorite movie ever. I'd be like, okay, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have no. Like, I'm a little bit snobby about it.
Yeah.
But that I respect.
Yeah.
The Matrix is
so
good.
The Matrix is good.
Okay.
What other movies did I like? That's the only one that really stands out.
Is it the only one you've ever seen, Sam?
Yeah, from beginning to end, right?
I'm just kidding. What else do you like? I told you my favorite movie. Do you remember?
I don't know. I like some of the... your favorite movie?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, no, that's it's awesome. My memory is going.
I'm kidding.
You know?
What? Okay, what other
what
movies
is your
you...
favorite movie?
Harold and Maude.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You told me I would have never remembered something like that.
Because you never
it's
saw
such an obscure
I know.
Movie. I mean, I remember it came out.
Did you ever see it?
No.
Okay.
Is it worth seeing?
Yes.
I guess you would say.
I highly recommend it.
Really?
I think it's perfect, but that's me. So. Whatever.
Isn't that like a chick flick or something?
Not even a little bit.
Really?
It's a really dark comedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's awesome. Awesome, awesome. Have you seen Being There?
No, I remember it, though. The guy that was hooked on TV or something like that with Peter Sellers, right?
Yeah, Chauncey Gardner.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing. Really.
Yeah.
But it's the same director. That's why I asked that.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Anyway, so back to your movies. What else do you like?
I don't know. You know what movie I liked recently is Toy Story 3. I thought that was an amazing movie.
It is. It was cute. But I love The Matrix and Toy Story 3, your two favorite movies ever. I love it, Sam.
Yeah.
It is a good... You know what, though? All Toy Stories have been good. All the Toy Stories have been good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they did something good.
But the last one was really good because it was emotional, you know? I mean, he was going to college, leaving all the toys behind. And
did you cry a little bit?
No, I didn't cry, but it was emotional, yeah.
Have you ever cried in a movie, Sam?
I'm trying to remember... I think I did, but some obscure movies, you know, where I can't remember even the name of it, but I think I did. It's some obscure movie that you'd never think, you know. But it's usually like movies where a guy like makes the wrong choice and then later he realizes that he should have made another choice and it affected his life this way and the family and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So you know, maybe tears there, but no, I can't really remember any movies that I cried
You're
in.
You're so
you know?
Cute. Yeah. I cry at everything.
Really?
Oh my God. Every movie is like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm a mess when I watch that stuff.
What about Schindler's List? Did you, did you cry in that one?
Really?
Yeah.
No, I jumped for joy at that movie. I was clapping. I was like, woohoo! Yes, I bawled my eyes out, but it was amazing. That was an amazing movie.
Very powerful film.
Whew, any of that. I'm very interested in World War II, though.
Yeah.
I'm really...
Yeah, it was a very interesting period.
I read Mein Kampf in high school.
Really?
Shocking, right?
Wow.
For a girl who doesn't know much about like geography and stuff or anything, I read that.
Really?
Yeah, I just wanted to know. I was so fascinated with somebody that could do such destruction to people. Mm, I wanted to know why he did what he did.
Right.
And it was really fascinating.
Really? Did you understand any of it? I mean,
Sam.
No, I mean, I'm thinking it must be written in like difficult language,
you know? You know what? Not so much. I mean, it was pretty riveting, I would say.
Yeah.
It was pretty messed up. He was messed up from childhood.
Yeah.
You know, like he showed tendencies of, this guy's a little fucked up.
Just a little
bit. But yeah. So, I don't know. I really found it rather fascinating since I've been a child.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's because my dad was really into that stuff. I mean, he's really into history, so maybe that's where it started for me. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's genetic, these things, you know?
I blame my father for everything that is wrong with me. You hear that, Dad?
But it's so spooky to see, like, my son is turning out to be just like me, you know? And aww, it's like, it's weird, you know?
That's cute. It's like a mini me.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Except he's bigger than I am.
Is he taller than
mini
you?
Mini me. Yeah, he just passed
me. Oh. Yeah. That's hard. That's got to be rough.
No, I don't really care. No? You know? No, it's my son. You know, what do I care? You know,
let him
defend me when I'm weak. And I
oh, that's cute of you. That's really sweet. I was also obsessed with the JFK assassination, too.
Really?
Yes, very, very much so. Mm. And then my husband was big into it.
Because you're into, he was into conspiracy and stuff.
I was into it before him, though.
Oh, really?
In high school, I always thought that was really fascinating.
Wow.
I don't know what it was again. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's...
And it wasn't even your time when he died.
No, Sam, because I was born in the 80s, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, way before my time. But I don't know what it was. But I did, I know we have to go, but I did go, and we can talk about this tomorrow, the Ambassador Hotel. Have you been there where Bobby Kennedy was shot? Well, it's torn down, so don't go there, Sam. It's not there anymore. But before it was torn down, my husband was shooting a movie on there, and he was like, I want you to come down here and see it. Before it gets torn down, you need to see this.
Really?
They took me on a tour, and showed me where Bobby Kennedy was shot and all. It was, and I couldn't even tell you how. It was so eerie, and I think the thing was haunted. I guarantee it was haunted.
Wow.
It was so creepy.
Do you remember the name of his assassin?
Hold on. He had three names.
Two
names.
Oh, maybe three, right. It was Sirhan.
There we go.
Remember that?
Yes. I didn't remember that.
Sirhan Bashar Sirhan or something
like
that.
Yes. I know. And Dan, with the conspiracies, why I say the three names, because apparently all these people that have killed like public figures, they've all had three names.
Really?
That's what the conspiracies
people say. Okay. Yeah, I think I've heard of it somewhere. I don't know, but...
don't live by
maybe
that.
Maybe there's something to it.
Don't live by that, Sam. You're going to become as crazy as Anyways.
All right. Well, thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks
for joining us.
One.
And we'll see you all tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.